Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 27 for December 11th, 2010. Film on for no one. Hello, welcome to your weekend installment of BagelTech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Great to have you on board for our second installment of BagelTech Media for this week. Of course, we do BagelTech Media twice a week. Got the Wednesday edition followed by the weekend, usually posted on Saturday edition of BagelTech Media. This is the podcast that gets you caught up on what's happening in media technology news. We discuss video, we discuss audio, we discuss televisions, gadgets and gizmos. You know, if it basically is focusing on you, the consumer. So if it's affecting you, we're going to tell you about it right here on BagelTech Media. I'm sure you've noticed. It's back. It's back. The tree is back. I got it exchanged. It's working. Now, let's see if this one will work for about 3 hours and 1 minute. Because seriously, guys, the last one worked for like 3 hours. So we'll see. Right now, it's going strong. I think it's been on for about 45 minutes. All right. 2 hours and 15 minutes to go. Don't forget, BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network, and you can find all the BagelTech shows from Android news to Rage news to Daily Tech news to a whole week up of Round News, which is our BagelTech Big Show, and of course Media News, and it can all be found over at BagelTechNews.com. That's the network website. Of course, you can find us just by going to BagelTechMedia.com. So without further ado, let's get into what's been happening for the rest of the week in media technology news. All right, hot off the MediaTek press, just as I was actually hitting record over here. And this has to do actually with Film On. Now, this is going to be basically directed at our UK listeners. So if you are in the UK and you're checking out our podcast, thank you very much. Time to listen up. If you're a fan of Film On, might be in jeopardy. It looks like Sky ITV and Channel 4 about to rage war on Film On. Now, those that are not familiar with Film On, back in September, it was the first venture of IPTV for Film On. What they did is they took TV feeds of US networks, Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, and they took these and they rebroadcasted their content on the web. And because of copyright reasons, obviously, the American networks won and they got them to shut off those streams. Now, basically what happens is Film On is taking all of these things and they're rebroadcasting them. Now, Film On is what they're claiming. Sky, ITV, and Channel 4, what they're claiming, they're not an authorized service. We reserve the right to pursue that is any site or service we believe that is infringing on our copyright or using our content in an unlicensed legal capacity. I kind of have to agree with Sky, ITV, and Channel 4 here. Film On ain't really doing this. This isn't legal. I mean, this is not legal. Although I like what they're doing. I'm not going to deny that. Because this is the age that we live in right now. We want our content now. We don't want to wait 6 months for the newest episode of House that's already aired 6 months before in the U.S. It's the same way that, you know, as a lot of people that are longtime listeners of the podcast, I'm over in the Philippines. We don't get new shows for months, and I spent a fortune on my US iTunes account just to get the latest episodes. It's the same thing here. They broadcasted, you know, basically all the top rated US TV shows are going to be on the national networks, and they rebroadcasted them, and now Sky, ITV, and Channel 4, which also redistribute these programs from the providers, are saying, hey, look, you know, these are our copyright. Now, technically, they're copyright to air them in the UK. I wouldn't say it's actually their copyright. They are licensed to air these programs from the affiliates, from the US affiliates. But that then lies the problem. That's where you got torrent problems and people peer-to-peer sharing and all this, because people, they don't want to wait 9,000 years for the next, you know, for the latest episode of their favorite show. They just hate it. And we're in a time now where we don't have to. We know we don't have to. It's all about everybody working together. And I think, honestly, it's a little bit about greed and how much money is being or changing hands, should I say, with this. And until it gets dealt with, these things are just going to continue to happen. What Film On is doing is wrong. I'm not condoning it, but they got the right idea. They just forgot to buy the copyright. So Legally, yeah, Sky ATV and Channel 4, they got the right idea, but it would be nice if everybody just could live in harmony all over the world and say, look, we're just going to charge you a fee, and here you go, and you get to air at the same time as us. Really, that's all that needs to be done. It could be quite simple, but got to get past those dollar signs, pound signs, yen signs, peso signs, wherever you are. Just got to get past it, guys. Speaking of deals and team-ups and everything else, Netflix, yes, our buddies over there at Netflix have signed a new deal with Disney ABC. Now, the new licensing deal agreement will pretty much bring, you know, the top-rated shows actually just a little bit after they air. Now, I wouldn't say directly after they air, but the deal calls for Netflix to actually acquire episodes from some about 15 days after their original broadcast date. So it's not exactly close. But it's better than 6 months, isn't it? And, you know, you're talking ABC here. So you're talking Grey's Anatomy. You're talking Desperate Housewives, Brothers and Sisters. These are all popular U.S. shows. And they're going to be getting into the Netflix store two weeks after. Nice to see. I mean, this is what's making Netflix very, very exciting. Also, if you have an Apple TV, it's also exciting. The problem is, though, is ABC and Disney already have a team up with Apple TV. So it's not, you know, yeah, okay, it was renting, but it's nice to see it through Netflix, but that was kind of already there. Where if you're an Apple TV owner, you're waiting to see the content from CBS and NBC and all that. So, and speaking of which, Disney Channel, of course, is going to be in there. That's like Phineas and Ferb. This is for the kids, you know, Phineas and Ferb, Good Luck Charlie. I have no idea what these shows are, but they're going to be getting Disney Channel content as well. What I'm loving about Netflix, they are going out, they are spending the money, they are taking the time to get these deals, and to me, it's still the absolute best streaming service out there for the consumer right now. We are hearing things from Amazon and OnLive and all that doing a thing, and we do need some competition in that market, because I do not want it to be completely dominated by Netflix. But so far, they're the ones that, shall we say, are kicking butt. Moving to on-demand, or more news for on-demand content, should I say, and that's YouTube. This is kind of nice to see, and it's about time, although I kind of understand why it's taken so long. For years, YouTube was 10 minutes, right? You upload, you have 10 minutes to say what you want to say. If not, you had to do part 3 and 4 and 5 or, you know, whatever it is. Then they went to 15 minutes back in July, which, as a podcaster, I was really happy to see. Now, I'm not one of those privileged podcasters that got to contact or YouTube, should I say, and say, can I have more than 15 minutes? No. So, you know, 15 minutes is all we need for this podcast, but that's what we got in July. It was nice to see it. Well, the reasons were obvious that they didn't want to have unlimited time for uploading. People were going to upload TV shows and everything else. Well, they got that whole kind of filter thing going now, so that's kind of curbing that copyrighted material on YouTube, although it's still kind of peeking up here and there every now and then. And but now it seems YouTube is announcing that they're removing the limit entirely for some users. Nice to see this. I hope BagelTech Media is one of them. At this point, it's unclear how many users are actually going to have the time limit removed, but YouTube is saying that they're starting with the people that actually have followed the rules. In other words, you didn't go over, if you were at the 10-minute, you didn't go over that 10-minute or the 15-minute, and most importantly, you never, ever uploaded copyright material, and, you know, you always played by the rules. And to me, most people that are on YouTube probably did do that. There's always a few, though, of course. And although I will admit that sometimes it's nice to go in and look at those, you know, various clips, Saturday Night Live, these kind of things. And that's what kind of made YouTube fun. But that being said, if you were very good, then Santa is probably going to bring you unlimited YouTube uploading here probably pretty soon. It's nice to see this, though, and it's about time. It really is about time. Blip.tv's done it. Vimeo's done it for so long. So many other services have had unlimited time limit. It's about time YouTube got it. And it is finally coming, well, hopefully soon, to a YouTube uploader near you. It didn't make any sense, did it? On with our last story now for Media Tech News. This, to me, is just... this is a story that if you got a whole bunch of money and you don't know what to do with it, then hallelujah for you. I believe this is Primus Cinema thinks that you would actually spend $20,000 to have first-run movies at your home. Would you? I guarantee you about 99% of the people in this podcast are saying, huh? Yeah, they're thinking that. Now, what it's going to be is there's a one-time fee of $20,000. That's going to get that digital delivery system into your living room. All right, now here's the best part. $500 per movie. To watch the first run flick right the same day as it would be in the theaters, you get it right there in your home. $500. They're betting on it that 250,000 homes in the next 5 years are going to go with this. Really? Really? Those are some pretty hefty numbers there. You know, either way, this kind of distribution, I think, is going to be on the way for us eventually. I mean, we're already seeing what Time Warner Cable has been talking about, a similar service that would charge like, was it $20 or $30? Some ridiculous thing for customers. That, you know, it's like 2 months, though, after the release, you know. And $20 or $30, I mean, media companies. All right, you see, you're always going on and belly aching about piracy, right? Well, you can't charge $30 for a movie that's 2 months after the theater date, all right? It ain't going to happen. Why don't you just have a pre-release before it gets on Blu-ray? You charge us like $10, $15, something that a movie ticket would have cost to this. And do that. Now, the $500 per movie, and this is obviously for the rich. It ain't for myself. $5 per movie, sure. Hey. But great concept. Love the idea. Way, way too expensive. And does this help piracy? No. No, it doesn't. All right, time now for our gadgets and gizmos portion of Bagel Tech Media this week. And this one is the Tascam Porta Studio for the iPad. You remember Porta Studios from a long time ago? The cassette decks and all that. You had four tracks. Well, that is, in a sense, what this is. It had to be the gizmo, actually, for today. It is an iPad app. It's only for the iPad that we're hearing, and it's only ever going to be for the iPad. So pretty much, you've had an iPad. It's for you, and that's it. It's $10 for this app, and what it does, you can mix up to four inputs for the stereo output, which are stored on like a pretend kind of cassette there. And then you can share them either via iTunes or SoundCloud, which is kind of nice. And it really is. I mean, if you're into like four-track recording, and if you remember the days I used to, I mean, I recorded. My first record was a four-track cassette. I think it even was Tascam. Brings back some memories, and now it's on our iPads. You know, I haven't downloaded it. I haven't tried it yet. I probably will. It is $10, so it isn't super cheap, but also isn't super expensive. For what I know, you can do bouncing down of tracks, too. So if you've got three tracks full, you can bounce them down to one. And, you know, hey, you know, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album was recorded on four tracks. So, you know, why not? Let your creativity flow. It's a nice little gizmo for your iPad. And, you know, holidays are coming up. You're going to have some time off. Why not try out the app? You might find that creative music talent just hidden in you over the Christmas holiday season. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition and the weekend edition of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, thank you for taking the time to tune in, download us, and we really appreciate all the listeners out there. I mean, we really are growing. It's amazing just how much... We're moving a lot of data, I noticed, through the Bagel Tech Media Network website, and it is really great to have you guys on, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. If it's your first time tuning in, please subscribe to us, and that way you can get all the media technology news right up to date as it happens. You can do that by going to bageltechmedia.com for that. You can subscribe to the audio or video edition of the show. Also, audio and video editions are available through the iTunes place. Also, iTunes place. That's not exactly right. iTunes Store. Yeah, that's better. And the Zune Marketplace. Yeah, that sounds a little bit better. You can find us there. You can also find us on YouTube. Subscribe over there, or Vimeo, or Blip.tv. We're also on Boxy and the Roku platforms as well now, which is fantastic. Before I get out of here, though, I got to thank our sponsors, which help make this show possible and bring it to you absolutely free week after week after week. And that's UK2.net. That is our web hosting, our bandwidth provider. Without them, the whole Bagel Tech Network would be dead. There would be no media, droid shows, raid shows, news shows, nothing. It would all be gone without UK2.net. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com right now. If you're looking for great web hosting at great prices, UK2.net's got you covered. Just go there, do the click-through on the Bagel Tech Media website, and that way they know we're sending you so they can keep sponsoring the Bagel Tech Network. Also, our other sponsor is Large Software, who's been sponsoring us long, long time since the Sonic Beyond days, and that's at MakeMyPCNew.com, and our code POD2 gets your password management and PC tune-up software. It's a bundle deal. Normally $60. It's going to be $29.95 for you today. MakeMyPCNew.com, POD2 is the code for that. If you want to get all the podcasts, simple to do. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also find me on Twitter as well at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And email us, never out of the question, love to get it, love to answer it. It's at BagelTechMedia@gmail.com, BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Wednesday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.